This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twice now, the Pentagon denied a request on Monday by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard because of the number of illegal immigrants in the nation's capital. The Defense Department responded, "The National Guard is not trained to assist migrants." End quote. President Trump on Monday asked a federal judge to assign a special master after he claims the FBI and Department of Justice are politically motivated when they violated his constitutional Fourth Amendment right. The government has until noon Eastern on Thursday to deliver details behind their warrant to raid his home. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Charles on Fox News.
You know, you can speculate, and we can all speculate, and that's the reason you need to release the affidavit. At least, if you want to redact some of the names, redact the names, but allow the American public to understand what the insinuations are based upon.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's take a look at the heavy rains in North Texas.
At least one person is dead and dozens of others had to be rescued after record rainfall soaked North Texas. A 60-year-old woman died when floodwaters swept her vehicle away. One section of East Dallas received more than 15 inches of rain in 24 hours. A state of disaster was declared shortly after. Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport recorded the second wettest 24-hour period ever. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Dr. Anthony Fauci announced Monday he is stepping down in December after 54 years of public service. A Florida man, 62-year-old Stephen Alford, who pled guilty to attempting to defraud a family member of Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, was sentenced by a federal judge on Monday to 63 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Sentencing for the convict was delayed 5 times before yesterday's sentencing. USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
As the Russian invasion of its neighbor Ukraine enters the six-month threshold, the Biden administration claims Moscow has no intention of seeking a diplomatic end to the war in Ukraine. National Security Council official Admiral John Kirby on Newsmax.
Sadly, no. In fact, just in the last day or so, we've heard from the Kremlin that they have no intention of seeking a diplomatic end to this war and every intention, quite the contrary, to continuing to prosecute this war against Ukraine and the Ukrainian people. And that's obviously regrettable for everybody around the world, not just the people in Ukraine. Mr. Putin should do the right thing by getting out now, pulling his troops out, sitting down in good faith with President Zelensky and ending this unprovoked invasion that he himself started now 6 months ago.
Former basketball player Dennis Rodman is going to Russia in an attempt to free basketball player Brittany Griner.
Former NBA player Dennis Rodman says he's heading to Russia to help negotiate the release of Brittany Griner. The WNBA star has been held in the country since February and was sentenced to 9 years in prison on drug charges. Rodman has a history of conducting informal diplomacy for the United States. He told NBC he plans to travel to Russia this week and claims he knows President Vladimir Putin too well. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hear what's that sound?
Well, happy Tuesday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here along with Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, always good to connect here. We're going to talk the FBI, and it seems like, the FBI is under, I believe, deserved scrutiny these days. And there's another problem that recently has risen that you wrote about, and that is the FBI folks undercounting armed citizen responders to mass killers. And, of course, the media is going along with this narrative. I mean, is this a cabal against truth, John, or what's going on here?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the FBI was alerted to the mistakes in their count when I worked at the U.S. Department of Justice up until January last year. In fact, had been alerted even before I joined the Department of Justice. And I have it in writing that they even acknowledge that they miss cases, but they won't fix it. And unfortunately, the media kind of shows a similar lack of interest in getting these numbers right. But you know, a month ago, when you had this attack in Indianapolis that was stopped by a young man who was legally carrying a gun, the one thing that was unusual about the news coverage there was that there was news coverage that a civilian legally carrying a gun had stopped what otherwise would have been a mass public shooting.
Exactly.
Things occur regularly where law-abiding citizens stop these types of attacks, but they rarely get national news coverage. And, you know, as soon as that started to get national news coverage, you had the Associated Press, the Washington Post, the New York Times, many other major places in the media that immediately went out there and started saying, well, this is rare. This almost never happens where a civilian stops these attacks. And they were citing the FBI report there. I contacted the reporter for the Associated Press saying, look, you know, I worked in the Department of Justice. Here are a list of cases that they missed where police have said that if it wasn't for the presence of a civilian legally carrying a gun, many people would have been killed. And you don't need to take my word for it. Here are the links to the here's my report that I did at the Department of Justice, and here are links to all these cases. And this reporter at the Associated Press said there was no reason for correcting the story because they had accurately reported what the study had said. They had no interest in whether the study itself was right or not.
Yeah. Well, and of course, because it fits their narrative, obviously, I mean, you've got people that are not interested in our Second Amendment right, and, you know, anything that would bring light to justify why concealed carry is valid and how it's used in everyday life and how it is saving lives, that counters their narrative. I mean, that their narrative needs to be, you know, citizen with a gun, you know, shoots himself, shoots others. You know, we need to get rid of the guns, right?
Well, I mean, that was the narrative. And, of course, then they'd have people that they would quote saying, well, it's a danger to have people like this. It's true, they'd say, that it worked out okay in the Indianapolis case. But the problem that you face, they'd say, is that the law-abiding citizen may accidentally shoot or is likely to go and shoot bystanders. The thing is, I have well over 60 cases where in recent years people legally carrying guns have stopped what police say would have been mass public shootings. And yet in not one single case was a bystander accidentally shot. So, you know, is it possible? Yeah, sure, it's possible. But why focus on that in these news stories when they can't even point to a single case where the type of thing that they're concerned about has actually happened?
Exactly. What's an unproven anecdote for them to throw in? That's an opinion guised as some sort of objective news reporting. And people, you see, this is how we've been conditioned, John. We hear stuff and read stuff like that, and we think, oh, well, you know, must be right, you know, that that's the case. And there must be, I guess, a lot of instances out there that we don't know where a good guy with a gun accidentally shot some good people by accident, you know, there's just some collateral damage that's going to come. But there's probably more civilians, and I would think only because there are more incidences and possibilities of that, of there being some collateral damage as a result of you know, a police interaction. Do you have any incidents or any stats on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, police sometimes accidentally do shoot civilians. I haven't tried to count that up as a percentage of all the police attacks that are police shootings. That would be. But the thing is, the police virtually always arrive on the scene after these attacks occur, any type of mass public shooting. And, you know, it's just police have a very difficult job stopping these types of attacks because you have somebody in uniform that puts them at a real tactical disadvantage relative to these attackers. If you have one officer in uniform, the attacker can wait until the officer leaves the scene before they engage the attack, or they can move on to another target themselves. Or if they do decide to attack, who do you think they shoot first? Because if they kill the one officer in uniform,
exactly,
then they have essentially a free rein to go after everybody else if they go after a gun-free zone. That's another thing that the FBI left out of the discussion. They didn't distinguish between those places where civilians were allowed to carry and those places where they weren't. Given that these are law-abiding individuals, if they're banned, if it's illegal for them to go and carry in a particular place, then they're not going to carry. And that's exactly where, as you and I have talked about many times in the past, exactly where these murderers go. Their goal is to get media attention. And they know the more people they kill, the more media attention that they're going to be able to go and get. And so where do they go? They go to a place where they know the victims aren't going to be able to go and defend themselves.
See, and the thing that's so angering about this, John, is that we the people are being conditioned with this false information. The right to carry is under scrutiny. And, you know, we're... you know, again, we're subject to their reasoning, their false reasoning, and they're putting us at risk. I mean, the police officers, as you and I have discussed many times, they understand, and in many cases, they're grateful in those states where there is concealed carry permits, because they know, the police know they can't be everywhere. And if you've got a good guy with a gun, boy, I'll tell you, it always puts the odds more in our favor, you know, when it's only a bad guy with a gun in the room, right? We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Lott on the other side. Stay with us. It's 15 after.
Do the letters
right
IRS
now
give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Despite what some may think, witchcraft is unfortunately alive and well in India and the surrounding regions. The Tide Ministry is using our radio broadcasts to bring the light of Christ to these people who are entrenched in spiritual darkness. One listener recently wrote in to share his story. After a life of swindling his community through witchcraft, this listener found the true God through our broadcasts, abandoned his witchcraft, and said yes to Christ. What an amazing story of the power of the gospel. And a great reminder of how impactful it can be for listeners to hear about the one true God and His incredible love for the first time in their own language. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe and help even more people find freedom from spiritual bondage, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Good to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Dr. John Lott continuing with us. He is He is the author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. And again, we have more evidence of this with the FBI involvement. And the FBI, just at every turn, is losing the trust of the American people and its credibility. I mean, here we've had 5.5, 6 years of the FBI's attack on a citizen, on a president of the United States. First of all, a would-be president nominee, and then he is now the former president. John, the FBI is losing credibility here, and I mean, it's to the point that our people are saying, "Look at you know, we got to start all over. I mean, we need major reform. I know we went through some reform back in the 70s with FBI, but you know, evidently we didn't cut out the cancer deep enough, and it's back. It's metastasized, and like all cancers, when it comes back with a vengeance, and oftentimes is worse than the way it was originally." Right.
Right. Well, I mean, it's pretty important that Americans have confidence that the laws are being enforced equally. I mean, I dealt with the data people, and I can tell you, I think the data people are very biased at the FBI. But, you know, people see things like the raid on Mar-a-Lago. You know, it's amazing how different presidents have been treated differently than Trump. Obama literally took millions of pages of documents with him when he left the White House, including many that were undoubtedly classified. The National Archives, though, gave him a deal allowing him to digitize everything. He was allowed to keep the original papers if he promised to digitize things and send them copies. It's years later now, and he still hasn't digitized the stuff. But nobody's in the Biden administration is calling for a raid on Obama's home to go and get, you know, the files that are there. You have Bill Clinton. He took lots of documents when he left. There was a court case, in fact, and the court decided at that point that while Clinton was in violation of the Records Act for the presidency, there was no enforcement included in the law. And so they said, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. He's in violation, but there's no enforcement mechanism. And so, you know, he's just going to be able to keep these documents. You know, it's kind of amazing how, depending upon who you are, whether you have the FBI go and invade your home or not in order to go and get documents. And the thing that's most amazing is just the selective leaks of information. I mean, the judge, who's also a Democrat, who signed the warrant and apparently just a couple months ago had to recuse himself from a case involving Trump because of his well-known public bias against Trump. You know, anyway, the judge who signed the warrant, you know, there are real issues there about what he signed.
Yes. Yeah, this is, you know, this is a credibility issue. And the ramifications are extreme. And what happens is fair-minded people, you know, look at this and say, wait, this isn't right. This isn't fair. You let Obama get away with millions. I mean, clearly the Obama deal, and we were talking with Dick Morris earlier about this specifically, is that this was a fishing expedition. And John, you've been around this stuff long enough. You know that when, you know, there's a warrant, it's specific, and they will say, generally, here's where they suspect that this information is at, and they will go and it's something pretty directed. It's not a 9-hour fishing expedition. You know, the 9-hour fishing expedition to me is a obvious tell of what the FBI was doing and what their intent was. It was more than, you know, these documents, like you say, and even if you wanted to say, okay, well, it's an offense. I mean, you hear some of these talking heads on TV, and they've got Donald Trump going to the gallows. They're going, no, knucklehead. Even at worst case, this is maybe a misdemeanor, right? This isn't a felony. And so they're just, people hate Trump to such a degree that they've absolutely lost their minds, including, and it's obvious, sadly, the people who should know better, whether, you know, it's the media, our elected officials. It puts a filter and a lot of negativity into the electorate that does not serve anybody well. And, you know, they've got us at each other's throats and, you know, and say bye-bye to the United States of America as a united entity.
Right. Well, you know, there's one other thing that's been occurring. I have a piece out yesterday about New York and the new gun control law that they passed there. The Supreme Court was very clear in its decision on their concealed carry case. They said you had to have objective rules, none of this kind of subjective notion whether somebody is, you know, should be allowed to have a concealed carry permit or not. And you just can't go and ban large areas of the state for people not being able to carry. So what does New York do? New York passes a new law that essentially requires that you have to have an interview with police, and you have to turn over all your social media accounts so they can inspect them to see whether you're a good moral character that they're going to somehow subjectively determine. And also virtually all the state is banned for you being able to go and carry your concealed handgun. And so, you know, it's kind of like they're just thumbing their nose at the Supreme Court. Now, if Trump makes a comment about how there are Republican judges and Democrat judges, the media and politicians, you know, fall all over themselves attacking him, saying, you know, he's destroying the credibility of the courts. But, you know, these politicians essentially just ignore what the Supreme Court made its decision on there, just so they can delay for years. And given that the Democrats control so much of the district and circuit courts in the country, they just hope that they can delay for years having to actually implement what the Supreme Court wants them to do.
Yeah, this is and this seems to be the playbook of the Democratic Party. I mean, there's no respect for the Constitution. In fact, what is clearly being pronounced, and they've been saying this, I mean, back to the Obama days. I mean, here's a former, constitutional law professor, allegedly, that Barack Obama was. Maybe he taught a semester or something. I don't know. But it's still questionable. But here's somebody that should know better. And he even said that, he looked at the Constitution more as a suggestion than, you know, you talk about having fixed law. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, are you kidding me? And now you've got the Democrats. It just seems to me there was a recent article where a professor, I believe a Harvard professor, had stated pretty much kind of invalidating the Constitution, which I thought was, you know, quite interesting. It was a Yale professor in a column in the New York Times, calling progressives to abandon the Constitution, claiming the Constitution is broken, inadequate, and famously undemocratic.
Okay.
I mean, well, okay. So that kind of stuff, John. You pour that into the political pool, and we start getting water that stinks. And I think we're being set up here.
Well, unfortunately, I, you and I agree with each other on these points, but so.
Well, you can't help it. You can't help but see this stuff and think otherwise. We got 15 seconds left. I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
But, well, I actually knew Obama. We both taught at the University of Chicago Law School at the same time. He was a lecturer He taught like one class semester.
We're going to have to work. That'll be on another conversation.
Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Monday asked a federal judge to assign a special master after he claims the FBI and Department of Justice are politically motivated when they violated his constitutional Fourth Amendment right. The government has until noon Eastern on Thursday to deliver details behind their warrant to raid his home. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Charles on Fox News.
You know, you can speculate, and we can all speculate, and that's the reason you need to release the affidavit. At least, if you want to redact some of the names, redact the names, but allow the American public to understand what the insinuations are based upon.
Twice now, the Pentagon denied a request on Monday by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to activate the National Guard because of the number of illegal immigrants in the nation's capital. The Defense Department responded, "The National Guard is not trained to assist migrants." End quote. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
And just like that, we're back with you. I'm Bill Martinez. We're going to be joining up with my good buddy Jeff Carrera in Louisiana, the Cajun Crusher himself. We're going to join up with his show in just a few momentitos. But I know you were probably, I had to call John Lott back. I said, what do you mean? After all these years you and I have been talking, you never told me that you taught at the same school as Barack Obama. And so he's got lots of stories to share, but one in particular which I thought was interesting and seems to be consistent with his character is that as an academic, ironically, you know, most academics like to engage, have a conversation, you know, with you. They just, you know, nothing else, just to, so that you know where they stand. And they're fearless in most cases. Although there are some academics that look at, if you don't agree with them, you know, they never want to have a debate. And John was saying that was pretty much the attitude of Barack Obama, that he was so ideologically fixed that he didn't have time for you. You know, no tengo tiempo para ti. And just to move on. And, you know, if you don't agree with me, I'm not going to waste my time with you. So, interesting. So, obviously, we're looking forward to more stories like that. But as I mentioned, Jeff Carrera is going to be coming up in just a second. We're going to join our shows together as we do every once in a while. Always a lot of fun to have a chance to talk with his audience and for you to hear the genius of Jeff Carrera, our audience, as well. So, anyways, coming up in just a moment. I think we're waiting for a little handshake connection.
Go and...
Oh, here he is right now. You can hear him. There he is.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I was telling everybody, we got, you know, it's time for the beignet boy. We got to get Jeff Carrera here. Got beignets for everybody.
Yeah. I love Band-Aid. I mean, Morning Call is my favorite.
Well, exactly. Well, look at you wrote about something over the weekend that's so key, and we touched on this a little bit ago with Dick Morris, who wrote the book The Return. Really, he says for sure in his book The Return that, you know, Trump is going to return, and he's coming back for sure, and that he will get the nomination. He will be elected. He also says that he believes that Trump will be indicted. That, you know, they're, you know, these guys are relentless, you know, these D.C. attorneys. And, of course, they got the D.C. judges and the apparatus there to, you know, put the odds against them in much the same way as they're doing with the January 6th Patriots. You know, how can they get a fair trial when you got, I mean, you think about this, Jeff, you know, 95% of D.C., they're Democrats. They're liberals. How can a conservative get a fair shake in Washington, D.C.? You know, it's impossible.
Which is why they've been so successful with their prosecutions, why so many of them have been convicted, why so many of them have done deals, because they knew that they wouldn't get a fair trial. And, yeah, and that's where they want to try Donald Trump. I mean, sure. And you had the D.C. branch of the FBI that was doing the raid. And, of course, it's all directed from D.C., and, yeah, it is not fair. I'm glad the president's fighting back. I'm glad he is demanding a special master be appointed, the return of the materials that were taken. And he's not lying down. He's fighting back, which is what Donald Trump always does.
Exactly. And, Jeff, it makes our jobs all that important, because we have to counter this one-sided negative narrative. And what Dick pointed out is that with the president, you know, likely to be indicted, so you know the talking heads on TV are, you know, they're just going to be, you know, high-fiving with glee, doing somersaults, Jerry Nadler, the rest of them will all be justified for all the idiocy that they put America through. And this is why his book, The Return, is so important, because it'll remind us, you know, what Trump is about, and that we got to keep our eye on the ball, that we can't get distracted with all the shenanigans, because that's what Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, and the Democrats want us to do, right, is take our eye off the ball and go, oh, it's just too much, you know, dealing with Trump and dealing with all this stuff. But it's it comes down to the same thing that I said to a bunch of Republicans down in Miami probably 2.5 years ago. And I said this, I said, if not Trump, then who?
If not Trump, then Ron DeSantis. But my first choice is Donald Trump, because he's earned it. He deserves it. And if he wants to finish the job, he should be able to do it. And no one has been abused more than Donald Trump, harassed, he does deserve a chance to get back in there and finish what he started in the first term without all the impediments that he had in the first term, without all the people in his administration that were stabbing him in the back, with a team that is united and agrees with his vision. So he can accomplish so much more, I think, in a second term, because he's so wiser now as to what he is facing in the government, Bill.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right, Jeff. I agree with you 100%. And that is that I'm not saying that Ron DeSantis down the road or whatever, but wouldn't it be nicer for Ron DeSantis to get a government that was squared away, a little bit more in order? Donald Trump found out in his first administration about some of the skeletons, where they're at, and what needs to be done. It's kind of like that Godfather moment. Remember when they had the conversation, Michael's talking to the family attorney and says, Tom, look, we love you, but we're going to war, and we need a wartime conciliary, right? And this is what America needs. America needs somebody who's got the backbone, who can go in and take no prisoners, because the FBI is out of control. You've got squishy Republicans like McConnell, who's selling out the red wave already. Are you picking kidding me? I mean, here the country is suffering, you know, at the hands of Democratic policies. And McConnell and Mitch just says, well, you know, hey, we're not going to I'll be happy not to win the Senate.
And that's why I wrote about it, because Bill, I couldn't believe he was complaining about the quality of Senate candidates. And these are Trump supported, MAGA loving Senate candidates who have won the nominations. McConnell would prefer, in my view, to be in the minority and to have a bunch of rhinos around him, because he is not a conservative. He's already supported Biden's infrastructure bill, gun control bill. He's constantly shooting down conservative ideas. He doesn't like Rick Scott's 11-point plan, which I think is a pretty good plan as far as a vision, a platform. He has been up there for 60 years since he started interning in 1964. He is the problem. I mean, Bill, he's a swamp. He is the reason why the Republicans don't get more done.
Well, and you wonder with McConnell, of course, Peter Schweitzer wrote about this as well. He's got the same disease that Liz Cheney has, that Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi,
right.
And that is they go into government service to serve we the people at X amount net worth. And then after 50, 60 years, well, in Liz Cheney's case, you know, what, 6, 7 years, I mean, she comes out, she went in at, her net worth was around $6 million, now her net worth is $36 million. How do you generate that kind of wealth on a $174,000 a year salary?
And you know, I mean, the founders are rolling over in their grave because they developed a system that checks and balances, limited government, limited powers. And they envisioned people being what they call public servants, going in there, serving, going back into their community, not staying up there to collect big money, not becoming an insider, not making millions. You're supposed to be sacrificing. You're supposed to be putting your public constituents in front of yourself. But these people are up there. They're cashing in, Bill. And that's
exactly
what we have to say no to.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what you and I talked about the last time, Jeff. You know, sadly, what happens, you know, you elect people, they go to Beltway, and they find out that, you know, you leave your constituent stuff back home. And that's not what it's all about. Your number one job is to get reelected. Okay? So how do you get reelected? Money. Money and contacts and networking. And so who do you have to network and engage with but the swamp? To survive. I mean, it's impossible, Jeff, for them to be the, you know, like you say, the citizen politicians that our founding fathers had designed.
And you know, the one person that was direct opposition to all of that was Donald Trump, because he did not take a salary. He lost billions of dollars in net worth for serving the American people. And his interest was to put the American people first, not the swamp. And because of that, they hate him, and they're doing everything they can to stop him from being president again. And I hope and pray they fail. I really do, because we need him back in the White House.
Well, if he is to return, as Dick Morris is very confident that he will, it's going to be because we the people will it to happen. And we've got to be that contending force, because the ideologues on the left, Jeff, they're on their own agenda. And guess what? It's not about serving, to your exact point, we the people. We got to leave you now. Jeff Carrere, you're awesome. Thank you, pal. Take care.
Great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223.
800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Bill Martinez here just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And guess who? We got Pat Boone. Yes, Pat Boone is with us. And we're going to talk about the movie Mulligan here in just about 2 seconds. Hey, Pat, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. You're pepping me up. You know, you're a regular pep pill.
Am I really? Well, I just wanted to encourage you because I know you've been out practicing your putting. No three putts. Remember, we talked about this last time. You know, we just can't tolerate three putting.
Yeah, I could use more practice. I really could. But I do still play.
Yes.
And I still swim, and I work out in the gym, and I ride my bike. And I'm really in amazingly, thank God, good shape.
Yeah.
For 88. I've already begun my 89th year.
Wow, unbelievable, Pat. Wow. And you're
doing all that stuff.
Yeah, and when I saw you, the gal that was with you, she had a hard time keeping up with you. You were leaving her breathless as you were walking down the hallway at NRV. I thought, oh, my goodness, he's going to wear her out.
Well, and, I was getting worn out, but because that thing was so huge. You know,
yes.
That facility there, those hotels these days, they have to have their own area codes.
Exactly. No, I agree. Well, the thing about the movie Mulligan, as you say, you've been an athlete all your life and have been playing golf. So to have an opportunity to play in this movie and to play the role, of course, this is a parable of second chances based on the novel by the pro golfer Wally Armstrong.
Yes.
And, of course, the one-minute manager fame of Ken Blanchard, right?
Yes, both of them. And they're both still playing, and they're both still ministering, and it was such a not only a honor and a task, but an honor to play this retired pro. I patterned him after Gene Sarazen, who was a patriot of Bobby Jones, and I wear all the knickers. I wear the plus fours, which I've furnished my own wardrobe for the film. I have 20 pairs of those Tim Berry made plus fours. We call them, what do we call them? Knickers. But
yes.
In England, that's something else. That's underwear. But
right.
But Bobby Jones, I'm getting confused. Payne Stewart. War.
Oh, Payne, yes, right, exactly.
I mean, I played golf with him in a tournament, and we were both wearing almost the same pattern of those knickers, and we got along so great, and we honor him in this film. But let me tell you one other quick thing, which I only realized when I saw the finished film. Growing up, Bing Crosby was my idol. I wanted to be like Bing. I wanted to sing like Bing, and I appreciated so much his easy, effortless-seeming style. And I've tried to emulate that for my whole career and wanted eventually to be like Bing Crosby when he was in The Bells of St. Mary's and Going By, which was great Academy Award films. When I saw the film in Augusta, right before the Masters, when they showed a preview of the whole movie, and Jim Nantz, who's in the film, terrific announcer, and he was there watching it. When I saw the film, I really got teary because I recognized that I'm playing Bing Crosby in that film. It is a Bing Crosby kind of a role. He's easygoing. He's firm. Mm-hmm. He's a good golfer, but there's more to his life than just his golf. And he's trying to teach this young whippersnapper, this would-be billionaire, not just his golf, but try to get his life back together in his marriage and his relationship with his son. He needs mulligans in those areas of his life. And so, but when I saw the film, I thought, I didn't even realize while I was doing it, I was playing Bing Crosby.
Wow.
And it shows on the film. I mean, I look like Bing Crosby. I mean, I don't recognize myself, really, in the mirror, but I look there on the screen and I see a Bing Crosby character trying to help this guy, and finally, of course, he does. But it's a beautiful, well-made, solid film. You know, there's millions of people in this country that play golf, love golf, but there's almost no movies about golf. Well, this is a great movie about golf, made by the same guy, Rick Eldridge, who also did the Bobby Jones story on the Golf Channel. And that's a fabulous film, and so Rick knew how to do it, and Tom Lehman, the great golfer currently on tour, of course, one of the stalwarts, he's in the film, and there's a scene in which this character, this hotshot young billionaire, is acting up on the golf course because he's making tons of mistakes, and he finally breaks his putter over his knee and throws the broken putter in a trap. And Lehman is a big, strong guy. He grabs him by the shoulder. He says, "Listen, pal, you're not good enough to get that man."
Yes, that's right.
And I think a lot of golfers are going to echo that on the golf course for months to come.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Because we, you know, showing our tempers when we're messing up, when, of course, we're not expected to be any better than that at that point in our games, perhaps, or we wouldn't be messing up so badly. Well,
exactly.
Anyway, the film is a good film. It has not gotten its main theater distribution yet. Still hoping and praying for it. We did have two nights in 1,000 theaters called a Fathom event, and it attracted good audiences overall. But it didn't have the money to spend on promotion that the big studio films have. And so it was amazing that we attracted as many people just almost by word of mouth as we did. But the film is there. It's out, coming out on video now, and it's on Amazon Prime. And but that's not the way that the film pays for itself. It needs to be in theaters. And we're still hoping
exactly.
for that and praying for that distributor because it can help millions of people, not just in their golf, but in their lives. We all need money.
Without a doubt.
Second.
Yeah, what a great message. And you're exactly right here, Pat. August the 16th is the release date for on-demand digital and DVD for The Mulligan. And we spoke with Rick Eldridge a couple of weeks ago. And always enjoy our time with him as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, Pat, what is it about golf that parallels life, and why this movie, like you said, it's, you know, people might, oh, it's a golf movie. No, this is really, it's a life movie. It's an expression of life, isn't it?
It is, and that's a good question, too, and I hadn't been asked that in a long time. But now I can answer it. It's because unlike any other sport, two things. One is you're not competing with the other people. You're competing with yourself.
Right.
You know and you expect a good game. And it's so disappointing when you hit what you think is going to be a great shot. You think you're doing it right. It turns out it's out in the woods somewhere. Or that you topped it. It's that you made a mistake. And you have to face it because nobody else can take blame for what you just did yourself. It's you are playing yourself. And when you see these great golfers all the way after 4 days, you know, birdieing every other hole and keeping their head down and you know, hitting difficult shots in dangerous situations and knowing that that next shot could take away their chance, and they keep going bravely, it is an act of singular courage, individual courage, more than other sports where you're it's a team game and you're competing with other people. In golf, you're competing with yourself and what your own standard that you set for yourself. But the other thing about it is it's the only sport I know of that teaches honor. I mean,
yes, exactly.
These guys, now no other sports, you know, they break all the rules and get away with them in almost every other sport you can think of, and they may...
See, I thought they only did that in politics, Pat, but they actually do it in some sports, you're right.
It is in golf. You've seen Tom Watson and Ben Crenshaw and these golfers. Mm-hmm. They accidentally touch a ball when it's in the trap, and they penalize themselves a shot, even though it may cost them the tournament. They, because you golf and the Payne Stewart Golf Camp for Kids, which we show in the film, and I'm, as my character, I'm teaching young kids how to play golf the way he did, Payne Stewart, and in his honor, but you see a golfer who hits something, he looks around, did anybody see it? And he can hit it again and not count that shot? No. Golf, you're taught from as a kid, when you first start to learn to play the game, more than you do in any other sport, you're taught to penalize yourself if you mess
exactly.
up. Exactly. If you make an error.
You know, Pat? And I can tell you, I've been on the golf course with business people, and you can learn real quick about a future client or would-be client just in how they score their game. You know what I'm saying?
And future and current presidents as well.
Exactly.
We've seen presidents mess up and come in with, near-perfect scores.
Yeah, the old foot wedge. The old foot wedge, that's still a penalty. You can't be using old foot wedge.
No,
I'm just
you
saying,
cannot.
Right?
You cannot, and it's heartbreaking, but very touching in a positive way to see a pro. He's making his living and his fame and his career playing golf. But if he makes a mistake and he looks around and nobody else saw it, he doesn't. He counts it anyway against this game.
Exactly.
And we make that point in the film, by the way, because we make some very serious points in the film. And toward the end, I'm explaining to this as in my character that when we play the game of life, which is God's game, he demands a perfect score.
Amen. Pat Boone, thank you. I appreciate the time. Godspeed, my friend. You got it, always.
Astute questions. Appreciate that.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Okay,
all righty.
Thank
you. Got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Every day.